This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The promise of the digital age, all right, one of the promises, has been that information will be available to us wherever and whenever we need it or want it. And to a large degree, that is true. One area, though, that is underperforming on that idea is in healthcare. Federal healthcare IT people say it is now just a bit easier for hospitals and doctors to share patient data than it used to be. And here's the thing. Information might want to be free, but sharing it is not. About two-thirds of the software vendors who develop electronic medical records now post their prices online so that providers can know how much it's going to cost to transfer records from one hospital to the next. Because healthcare is a business. From the Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Dr. Alan Kumar's on duty when a man in his 60s comes to the ER at Community Hospital in Northwest Indiana. Kumar says things were so bad, Community was the third hospital the man had been to that day.
He felt that he wasn't getting answers and presented here as a last hope that what's going on, can someone please help me?
The whole family is uptight, nervous.
They know something's wrong. They're not sure what it is.
Based on the symptoms, Kumar worries about a serious infection or cancer.
My initial plan was to do a full battery of lab tests, do an x-ray, do a CT scan of the abdomen. That process would typically be about 4 to 6 hours.
And how much money?
Oh, you're talking thousands of dollars.
Instead, Kumar opens the medical record, which includes the other hospital's workups, and is back with the patient and his family in minutes. This is how things are supposed to work. Competing hospitals sharing health records for the patient's good. When the government invested $30 billion to get hospitals and docs these electronic health records, this was the dream. And now, more than 96% of hospitals are digitized, nearly 80% of physician practices. The infrastructure to deliver on the promise of information sharing is there.
Now the challenge is to connect and wire together all of the systems that have been adopted. That work is a little lumpy.
Arian Malik is an executive with the software vendor McKesson. One reason work is lumpy is that you've got hundreds of vendors with systems that often don't talk to each other. Imagine if an iPhone couldn't call an Android. So vendors have banded together.
Technology is the easy part.
That's former health IT official Jody Daniel, now an attorney at Crowell & Mooring.
The really challenging part is the business issues, the operational issues, and the trust issues with exchanging information.
Never easy when you've got natural competitors trying to collaborate. A much bigger hurdle is that vendors make money by charging hospitals and docs to share patient data.
We are struggling, and beating our heads against the wall every day.
Farzad Mostashari is the former health IT czar at HHS. Now, he works with independent physician practices. He tells a story about a New York doc who wanted to make sure his electronic health system could talk with another.
And the vendor is saying, oh, okay, that'll cost you $50,000. Does it cost the vendor $50,000 to build a standard interface? No, it doesn't cost them $50,000. It's their opportunity to make a buck.
Simply, sharing patient data, which, as we saw in Indiana, can improve care and lower costs, runs counter to the financial incentives for the software vendors. Mostashari says it's time for a national conversation.
The question is, in healthcare, are we okay with people saying there's some life-saving information, but if you don't pay, you don't get it?
Washington's paying attention. Federal health officials have pushed Congress for more oversight to ensure health records are built to share data out of the box. As the nation pushes closer to the kind of information sharing they've got in Indiana, it's forcing us all to grapple with the reality that there's a fortune to be made from this data and to ask whether anyone should stand to profit from it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.